This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when tomorrow we give our great day of Thanksgiving. Can we be thankful that at least the first 50 of the hostages will be released? They are due to be released not all at once, but beginning at 10 o'clock tomorrow in the morning. That's Middle Eastern time, so it would be in the middle of the evening, and probably as early as making the arrangements to actually get the hostages out of Hamas custody. That is probably going to be occurring in hours beginning tonight. But we will find out. We are going to be speaking about Vladimir Putin's big speech in Ukraine with Elizabeth Braw of the American Enterprise Institute. She's going to talk about what's been called Putin's peace speech. We are also going to be speaking a little bit about some of the recent speeches of Donald Trump. And a big endorsement in Iowa and in the Iowa caucuses, which are coming up. It's amazing. It's coming up in less than 3 months. It's January 15th. It's soon. We are already coming up to Thanksgiving. But in Iowa, a major endorsement, which went to a struggling campaign that very much needs it, the campaign of Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. People are saying that right now it's DeSantis and Nikki Haley competing to be an alternative to Trump. And certainly one thing that should happen in Iowa is there will be some indication if there is a decisive advantage for either Nikki Haley in Iowa or Ron DeSantis that should help to qualify them to be the more serious contender against President Trump. And there is more about this, what has been described as a terrorist incident. And this despite the fact that they don't even know how the car exploded. Apparently the car, which was speeding at a very high rate of speed and hit a median divider and went airborne. And at least there are some claims on cable news that the car explosion, which killed the two men inside the white car and injured a Canadian Border Patrol employee, that it looks like it might have been terror, but they haven't found any evidence of bombs that were actually inside the car. And at least there's some possibility, according to some experts, that it may have been some kind of a gas tank explosion. 2 days ago, the spokesman for the White House, Admiral John Kirby, was asked specifically about an elevated risk of terror attacks here at home coming up to the Thanksgiving holiday. Here's what Admiral Kirby had to say.
Is there any elevated risk of terror attacks here at home? And is the White House or NSC doing anything specific? Because of the holiday week, most people obviously kind of check out in D.C. I'm just curious, are you staffing up in a difference because of the terror threat?
We're not tracking any specific credible threat here at home over the holiday. That said, I think you can understand we're going to be as vigilant as we have been since this conflict began, and certainly make sure that we, to the best we can identify any potential domestic threats and disrupt them before they can take place. We're watching this all very, very closely for spillover effects from the fight between Israel and Hamas, both against the Jewish community and, of course, the Muslim community here in the United States. But again, I'm not tracking any specific credible threat that's being acted on at this time.
And coming up, we are going to be talking about the Putin speech and the war in Ukraine. There is, by the way, a brand new Associated Press National Opinion Research Center poll, which is one of the most prestigious polls out there, along with the Gallup poll. It shows that a majority of Americans, 52%, think the U.S. is either spending the right amount on aid to Ukraine, or there are 14% who think we are sending and spending too little. 45% of Americans think the federal government is sending Ukraine too much aid. Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, was talking with Benjamin Hall of Fox News, who recently got injured in Ukraine, on Americans who oppose Ukraine aid. Here is what he had to say. Clip 3.
A growing number of Americans who think that the money being spent in Ukraine is too much, so that should be spent in America. What would your message be to them to tell them that this war does matter?
First of all, to Americans who've been with us during this war, for their support. But of course, if we're speaking about the Congress, about the unity around the help of Ukraine, of course, this month is the difficultiest. Many times we are ready for co-production. We're ready, and it can be win-win. We need licenses, and we can produce air defense.
Okay, and then he went on to say how much this matters. Listen.
The big parts will be production in your states, different states. Yes, also in Ukraine. That is jobs for Americans and for Ukrainians. It's very important. I hope that Congress will help us, and I hope that the help of United States will be around Ukrainian people. And I hope that the United States will be with us against Russian terrorism. So we are fighting for common values. It's very important. But we are losing our people, not losing Europeans, Americans. I'm not wish you to have such, you know, of course, such war on your territory. And I don't wish you, of course, to lose your soldiers.
And Richard Haass, a former American diplomat and longtime president of the Council on Foreign Relations for 20 years, he was on MSNBC with Joe Scarborough, and he talked about lowering the goals in Ukraine for President Zelensky and for us. This is clip 4.
What concerns me is when people get disillusioned and increasingly come to the where you and I are, that as desirable as it is, it's simply not feasible. They're going to increasingly say, and we're hearing it in the House, we're hearing it in parts of Europe, why should we keep doing this? We're already stretched. We're trying to support Israel. We're worried about Taiwan. And even if we give everything we need to give or want to give to Ukraine, it still won't lead to success. What I argue, therefore, is the United States needs to have some very direct conversations with Ukraine, with President Zelensky, talk about reducing their emphasis on liberating land, increasingly put all their emphasis on holding on to what they've got in the long run diplomatically through sanctions. Yes, we can try to see the rest of their territory return, but for right now, let's have 80% of this country safe, 80% of this country rebuilt. I would actually propose a ceasefire as an interim arrangement to expose the Russians for what they are, so we can rebuild support for Ukraine in this country. But we've had two fighting seasons. The idea that one or two or three more years of this is going to result in success, I simply don't see it. Russia's on a war footing. They have access also to arms from North Korea and Iran. So I just think, yeah, any time in foreign policy, any time in life, there's a big gap between what you're trying to do and your ability to do it. You've either got to increase your means or lower your goals. And I think here the only realistic option as a tactical measure is to lower our goals.
That's Richard Haass. We will be speaking coming up to Elizabeth Braw of the American Enterprise Institute. She is a senior fellow also of the European Leadership Network, talking about the latest from Vladimir Putin. Is there any hopeful sign in there? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, Vladimir Putin says, we must think how to stop the tragedy of war in Ukraine. Now, this is a notable break for Vladimir Putin because he used two words there that he's never used before. One is tragedy to describe this war, which I think that most objective parties would say is not a tragedy, it's a crime. And yes, it is a war crime with tremendous firepower aimed at destroying civilian life for literally millions of Ukrainians. The other word that he uses here that is very rare for Vladimir Putin is the term war. He hasn't used the term war to describe what is going on in Ukraine. And he used it here. He calls it a special military operation. There are every kind of euphemism. And that's not present this time when Putin was speaking by video with the other leaders representing the G20. President Vladimir Putin told the leaders of the group of 20, G20, today that it was necessary to think about how to stop the tragedy of the war in Ukraine. Some of his most placatory remarks to date about the conflict and that has come up since Putin's decision to send troops to Ukraine in February of 2022. The addressing G20 leaders for the first time since the start of the war, the Kremlin chief, this is a Reuters story, said that some leaders had said in their speeches that they were shocked by the ongoing Russian aggression in Ukraine. Yes, of course, military actions are always a tragedy, Putin said. And of course, we should think about how to stop this tragedy. By the way, Russia has never refused peace talks with Ukraine. The remark, though clearly intended for international consumption, is one of Putin's most dovish on the war for months and contrasts with his sometimes long diatribes against the failings and arrogance of the United States. Putin used the term war to describe the conflict instead of the current Kremlin term, euphemism, of special military operation. And does it represent an opportunity or a new opportunity? I think most people would be highly skeptical that that there is any real opening here. But then again, if there is, it would be to the advantage of Secretary Blinken and for his counterparts in the Ukrainian government to try to take some advantage of it. This poll that I was describing before the break is a poll that shows a remarkably similar close split in American opinion. That if you combine the people who think we're spending too little in Ukraine, who want to see us spend more, and the people who think we're spending the right amount, that represents a majority. It's 52%. But 45% of Americans, and that's a very heavy and serious number of Republicans, believe that we are spending too much on Ukraine and want to see that drawn down. Meanwhile, there is another foreign policy issue that has inspired a very nasty local dispute covered by CBS News in Maryland. The Attorney General of Maryland, Anthony Brown, yesterday suspended a member of the Maryland Commission on Hate Crime Response and Prevention. Attorney General Brown said his office learned last week about social media posts from Zainab Chowdhury, the state director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. In the posts, Chowdhury referred to the uprising in Palestine on October 7th, which was not an uprising, and it was not on any sort of Palestinian claimed soil. It was on Israeli soil. And it was people leaving Hamas, which has no Israeli presence in Gaza at all. And Zainab Chowdhury, who is on the Hayes Human Rights Commission in Hate Crimes Commission in Baltimore said that she was also supporting Palestinian freedom fighters, which is the way she described the stone-cold Hamas killers and rapists and burning children alive and chopping off their heads and so forth. And this is remarkable. Howard Libet of the Baltimore Jewish Council, which is a charitable organization, was asked about it. He said, I don't think you can see how you can interpret it any other way but praising Hamas. That's what she was doing. Any reasonable person who reads those social media posts is going to come away with the idea that someone is dismissing the horror of what Hamas did. Chowdhury told interviewers that her words were distorted and taken out of context, as if Muslims who don't condemn Hamas are automatically condoning violence. Well, why would it not mean that? If you have such a spectacularly violent, cruel, atrocious series of actions, and you're not willing to condemn it, doesn't that mean that it's okay with you? Chowdhury says, as if Muslims who don't condemn Hamas are automatically condoning violence, that's not going to work anymore. We need to hear from our elected officials, and the silence has been deafening. It's not shocking. It's not surprising. I think anyone who speaks out to defend Palestinian human rights experiences some level of backlash and retaliation. Well, in this circumstance, not every circumstance is the same as this, but how does this not represent hideous terrorism when the people that you're kidnapping and killing are very often helpless elderly people or children or parents trying to protect their children from random killing? Extraordinary. Commissioner for the Hate Crimes Response and Prevention Commission suspended because of these remarks. We'll be back to more of the political wars at home coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It's a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
The cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. According to multiple sources, two people are dead following a car explosion on a bridge at the U.S.-Canada border near Buffalo. Eyewitnesses report seeing a car accelerate directly into an inspection booth on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. Today's the 60th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's assassination in Dallas.
Good evening. The essential facts are these. President Kennedy was murdered in Dallas, Texas. He was shot by a sniper hiding in a building near his parade route. He was dead within an hour.
President Biden characterizing it as a defining moment of deep trauma and loss that shocked the soul of the nation. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week, a sign the U.S. job market remains resilient despite higher interest rates. The Labor Department reported today that jobless claims dropped by 24,000 to 209,000. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, in the Iowa caucuses, which are coming up on January 15th, which is shockingly soon. I mean, December 15th, that's a month from now, about. And then you have, boom, January 15th. So you're talking about less than 2 months before the Iowa caucuses. And there were two very prestigious, important endorsements that were available in the Iowa caucuses. And endorsements are important because basically what you're trying to do with the Iowa caucuses is get people to go out in the cold, and it's very cold in Iowa in January, and to go to a neighbor's house or to a school facility somewhere, but to go to a local caucus all across the state and to actually show up and support a candidate. And obviously, if you have political leaders who are making endorsements for those candidates, it makes a difference. Well, the two most important endorsements in the Iowa caucuses were the governor of the state, Kim Reynolds, and she's been out campaigning now with Ron DeSantis. She endorsed Governor DeSantis. They know each other because governors tend to know each other. There are situations where particularly people of the same party, and they're both Republicans, where the governor of Florida would get to know the governor of Iowa. And Kim Reynolds genuinely is enthusiastic about Ron DeSantis. And the other most coveted endorsement in Iowa is the guy who was endorsed the ultimate winner of a bunch of these Iowa caucuses for the Republican Party, named Bob Vanderplaats. And he is a conservative Christian. He is the leader of what's called the Family Leader, which is the local Iowa pro-life and basically pro-religious revival political organization, which he started, Bob Vanderplaats. And here's what he said about his personal endorsement, which had been awaited for a while and probably will help the guy that he just endorsed. especially since it's Ron DeSantis, to, not to give away too much of the thrill, but it's also because DeSantis got the endorsement of the Governor Reynolds as well. Here's Bob Vanderplas announcing his decision. Clip two.
I'm thrilled to throw my personal endorsement and support behind Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida.
And some people are saying that's not a surprise, but why are you doing that? What's the reason for that?
Well, the reason it's not a surprise is that we need to find somebody who can win in 2024. And what we saw in 2022, the supposedly red wave really only happened in Florida and in Iowa. Governor DeSantis took a reliable toss-up state in Florida and made it complete red, won by 20 points, won in demographics that we haven't won in. But he's also done that by being a bold and courageous leader. So right away, it was kind of his endorsement to lose. But as you know, Brett, in Iowa, they go to church with us. They're in our homes. They come to our offices, the leadership summit. But at last Friday's Thanksgiving Family Forum, he closed the sale with me. He was very clear about we need a president who can serve two terms, not one term. We don't need a president that's going to be a lame duck on day one. You need a president that's going to surround themselves with the best and brightest people versus having a hard time attracting them again. And someone who's actually going to do what they say they're going to do. And I just think he's got the spine to do it, and I think he's got the experience to win for us.
And that's actually, he goes on to indicate why he is less enthusiastic about President Trump and why he believes President Trump, and polls do show this, would have a tougher time actually winning this election. Generally, Republican candidates, particularly Nikki Haley, but also Ron DeSantis, are running more strongly in trial heats against Joe Biden than Donald Trump is. And Bob Vanderplas thinks he knows why. Clip one.
Well, there's no doubt. The evangelical community, first of all, they have great admiration for the former president. He did a lot of great things. That said, I think they also know that it's probably now time to turn the page. They're a little bit exhausted by the constant indictments, the constant complaint about the past. We need to embrace somebody who's got a vision for the future. And that's why even after the Thanksgiving Family Forum on Friday, we had several come up and say that they're looking at caucusing for the former president, but now they're going to go with Ron DeSantis. I think DeSantis is making the case. I think Governor Reynolds' endorsement of Ron DeSantis is a key play in the state of Iowa. And if Iowa launches a Ron DeSantis, I think it gives New Hampshire a new look, South Carolina a new look, and you have a real primary that's going to take place.
Well, that's something that is another factor, is that if President Trump simply walks away with the Iowa caucuses by a crushing margin, there is no assurance that there will be a real and open competition. And what Bob Vanderplas believes is that that kind of competition is healthy for the party and will help to get a nominee who can actually win. This is DeSantis himself speaking at a town hall in New Hampshire about one of the problems that Trump presents for Republicans. Listen, clip nine.
I think if it's a rematch, I don't think the public wants to see that. But I think the Democrats have a playbook that they know how to run against Donald Trump. And I don't care, you know, they're trying to show poll. I mean, first of all, they say any Republican will beat Biden. But remember, the poll said that we were going to have a red wave in 2022. That didn't happen. It happened in Florida. You know, polls said I was going to win, but most of them said not by 20, and we won by way more than what the polls said. So I'd be very careful about this. I think at the end of the day, Trump is the best turnout machine for the Democrats, because he will ignite a lot of voters to want to come out and vote against him. And that gives the Democrats a big advantage. They know Biden's weak. They know that the direction of the country is poor. But that is their lifeline to be able to get – if they can make the election about Trump and all these other issues – that is their best way to be able to get back into the White House. Whereas I think if they're running against a guy like me, the whole election is going to be about Biden's failures, and it's going to be about our positive vision for the future.
And the positive vision for the future, well, not from the part of former Senator Claire McCaskill, former Democratic senator. She was on MSNBC making, again, that very tired and I think irresponsible comparison of Trump to Hitler.
A lot of people have tried to draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler and the use of the terminology like vermin and the drive that those men had towards autocracy and dictatorship. The difference, though, I think makes Donald Trump even more dangerous, and that is he has no philosophy he believes in. He is not trying to expand the boundaries of the United States of America. He's not trying to overcome a neighboring country like Putin is in Ukraine. He is not going for some grandiose scheme of international dominance. All he wants is to look in the mirror and see a guy who's president.
Okay, that doesn't sound like she's living up to what she said, which is that he is more dangerous even than Hitler. More dangerous than, I guess that makes him more dangerous than Putin. And many others. Speaking of Putin, we'll be speaking with Elizabeth Braw of the European Leadership Network, where she is a senior associate fellow. Coming up.
The main thing is that you're a hypocrite and you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
You're listening to The Michael Medved Show.
I feel like I'm on a special spiritual journey.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to the show Elizabeth Braw, who is a senior associate fellow at the European Leadership Network. She is also the author of the book, The Defender's Dilemma, Identifying and Deterring Gray Zone Aggression. She has an upcoming book called Goodbye Globalization, The Return of a Divided World. Is it possible that maybe we may be moving away a little bit from some of the divides in the world with the surprisingly reasonable, at least considering the source, speech at the G20 by Vladimir Putin? For one thing, he referred for the first time, apparently, to the invasion of Ukraine as a special military action. No, he called it a war. And he also called it a tragedy. Is he reaching out with a new effort to try to broker a peace?
You know, Michael, well, first of all, it's a pleasure to be back on your show. And as you said, consider the source. It's not exactly a major peace effort by Putin to call a war. And I think, Michael, that it's worth thinking about where he said this. He said it at the G20 summit that was convened by India, which is holds the current rotating chairmanship. And India is in a particular position because it's not strongly affiliated with Russia, but it's also not strongly affiliated with West, and that gives Prime Minister Modi lots of opportunities or a good platform from which to try to mediate a bit and indeed to put pressure on Vladimir Putin, because India imports a lot of Russia's oil that Western countries have stopped importing. So I think he may have put some pressure on Putin to show a little bit of a conciliatory face at this meeting, but saying that you want to negotiate is a long step from then negotiating and giving the Ukrainians back what is theirs.
Well, there was also a comment today by Richard Haass, longtime head of the Foreign Relations Council on Foreign Relations, and what Haass was saying was that basically the official position of Ukraine and the United States and most of Ukraine's foreign backers have been that they should recover 100% of the territory that Vladimir Putin has seized and occupied, including the Crimea. But what Haass was saying is, look, we should be thinking about lower goals. We should be looking at the idea of accepting the idea of getting back 80% of Ukrainian territory. Do you think that is reasonable concerning some of the weariness shown here in the United States by the electorate and also apparently in a number of states in Europe, people who don't want to be failing a stalemated war effort forever?
Yeah, it's interesting, Michael. As you say, it's not just Richard Haass who is floating this idea. It is indeed an idea that's been discussed by various diplomats, including at NATO, and Anders Fogh Rasmussen, the former NATO Secretary General, or a former NATO Secretary General, floated a similar idea recently. He said, or suggested that NATO should invite Ukraine to join the alliance if Ukraine agrees to only demanding back the territory that has been seized since February of last year. So meaning that Ukraine will forfeit the Crimea and also the eastern territories that Russia seized informally occupied in 2014. So that idea is making rounds, and frankly, I think it's a bit of a dangerous idea because it suggests that the West can tell Ukraine to essentially stop fighting or stop demanding its territory back. And I think if our countries were to be told by other countries that, oh, you know, be a bit conciliatory, don't expect all your territory back, we would be offended. And I think the Ukrainians will be offended by such suggestions. But at the same time, there is war weariness in the U.S. And in other countries. And it's a very dangerous combination, Michael, and I think under those circumstances, Putin can afford to look like a peace-seeking man because he knows that time is unfortunately on his side.
When you look at the dangers of Vladimir Putin and Russian success ultimately in their war against Ukraine, and then you look at the way that this is being treated by various candidates for president, do you think there is a clear or should be a clear preference to, say, President Biden, President Trump, or one of the other Republican candidates like Nikki Haley? Who offers the best hope for a successful resolution of the war in Ukraine?
I am convinced that it's President Biden. He is a foreign policy expert. He may have other failings, but he is a foreign policy expert. And you can't say the same of Trump, who is many things, but not a foreign policy expert. Nikki Haley was Trump's ambassador to the United Nations, but she's also not a foreign policy expert, that short tenure notwithstanding. So Biden has enormous experience dealing with other countries, and even he can't figure out a clear path out of this war. It will be even more difficult for candidates on the Republican side. And one thing is really important to remember, Michael, which is that if we had had Western sanctions imposed by the West and not violated by anybody else, then this war would likely be over because Russia would be in a terrible state economically. But unfortunately, there are countries that are very strong economically but are not part of the West, have become strong economically as a result of globalization. Saudi Arabia, India, China, the UAE, they all keep trading with Russia. So the effect of the sanctions is much less than it would have been otherwise. And it's extremely unfortunate because as a result of that, we have this war that keeps going to the detriment of the whole world.
Whole world indeed. And why is Iran sending Putin all kinds of weapons of war that apparently the Russians are eagerly using? I mean, Russia supporting Iran, you can kind of understand. Why is it Iran is sending materiel to Russia?
well, beggars can't be choosers, and Russia doesn't have many allies at the moment. It has countries that are willing to trade with it, but very few countries are willing to enter into any sort of closer relationship. And so Russia is stuck with countries like Iran and North Korea. And North Korea is another country providing Russia with a lot of weaponry at the moment. So for Iran, this is not a bad turn of events. It used to be one of very few pariahs, a country essentially isolated by the rest of the world. Now it has been joined in that sort of pariah category by Russia, which is not an insignificant country and used to be a highly respected country. So Iran has won a fellow country in this category, and a country with which it can trade, a country with which it can share engaging in military collaboration, and in exchange for those weapons that Iran is sending to Russia, Russia will obviously need to send something to Iran, and that is how mutually beneficial relationships work.
You know, it is wonderful when you think about it. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. One of the things America should be thankful for is that we get to be allied with countries like Great Britain and Japan, and Germany, even France, you can include Australia and Russia, and is associated with Iran and North Korea and countries that have less to offer the world. Elizabeth Braw's new book is called Goodbye Globalization, The Return of a Divided World. We'll be looking for that, and we appreciate your joining us on the show. We're going to be talking later in the show about Thanksgiving and the 6 out of 10 people in a survey who say that they are going to be avoiding one particular subject at the Thanksgiving table. And there's also some profound wisdom from an unexpected source about don't let social media ruin your Thanksgiving day. What does that have to do with one another? We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.